guys are so hot right now.
Welcome back, folks. Segment 2, Luch Dog in the Morning, hanging out with you guys on our channel for TTR Studios over at YouTube. And, of course, the podcast that can be heard all across the land. Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music, all that good stuff. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on another beautiful Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, as per usual. We've got to get into the reason that the band called me out in front of the entire bar into the microphone. We'll do that, but before we get into any of that, I'm getting backed up here because my guys over here are reminding me, hey, we've got an amazing story that we've got to get to, and it's only like 3 minutes, but it's all revolving around your boy, Matty Potts. Now, you know Potts out there at the Palladium in L.A. or whatever the hell his grocery store is called. What is it?
Pavilions.
The Pavilions. Okay. He's purposely putting them out of business.
Now, yeah, I don't care.
I couldn't care less. We've said on this show before that he is clearly... Potts, 30 seconds on how on the beginning, the setup to this.
Well, I mean, I don't even... It started just like the end of last year. I'm not even sure what sparked it, but I started going grocery shopping, and they had these organic Stinger honeycomb cookies. And I started eating them, and then I went, and I noticed they had like the clearance sticker on them. And so I just kept eating them. I must have been the only one eating or buying these things, except I never bought them. But, like, eventually they just went out of business. And, like, well, but, I mean, I've seen other stores that carry them, but this Pavilion does not carry them anymore at all. And, yeah, I would just eat them as I was shopping and not pay for them, sometimes 4 or 5 a trip.
Do you think, before we get into what you have hit us with, not yet, but do you think, I'm going to take something very, very serious and relate it to something extremely funny. You guys, I'm sure, have all seen all of this family separation that's going on at the border. Mm-hmm. And that if you haven't, just go look it up. But apparently what we're doing over at the border is we're taking illegal immigrants' family. We're taking their kids, telling them that we're going to give them a bath, and then just not giving them back. And it's in written documents that that is going to be used as a deterrent for, you know, mothers from Mexico and other countries to not bring their families to the border. Okay. Do you think, Potts, that maybe they saw in the cameras you doing this, and instead of restocking it, they're just thinking it's a deterrent to just not restock these things and maybe this guy will go away?
I mean, it kind of worked because I don't go to that one much anymore. But the video that I guess you're going to show is actually from Ralph's. So it did work.
This is a new one. So again, we tested this out. Potts likes to go out and just grab little things while he's at the grocery store and walking around. He likes to just unwrap them, eat them, and then just keep going along with his day. Yes. So then I had a girlfriend of mine come out to a grocery store with me while we were a little saucy, and she tested it out, and she had a bottle of wine, one of those little Sutter Home bottles of wine. She just crushed it, put it in her purse, and nobody even said anything. So if you think that's bad, just watch this.
Take it to a new level since they're out of the Stinger bars, and I'm on the keto friendly diet. It's keto friendly.
It's keto friendly, no big deal. That's like our line of the day. It's so good. Potts, they didn't say anything about you eating just drumsticks of chicken while you're walking the aisles.
No one says shit. And honestly, I ended up spending $70 there. So it's like it was literally the price of those drumsticks was $2.38. They were really freaking good. On a side note, like real good. I almost went back and got two more.
I am blown, so, Belly. I am blown away by the fact that nobody seems to care.
I mean, I'm sure they care, but after the fact, especially the person that goes to that toilet paper aisle and finds that bag of chicken, bag of bones.
Brax, do you have that picture?
All it was. Yes.
Brax will show you guys.
Finger looking good.
Look at this. So Potts not only gave us this wonderful video. These are the little things that come through. Because I text these guys throughout the day, and they don't respond to me. And I'm like, hey, or I guess I can go fuck myself. And they're like, yeah, guess what? We're working.
We're fucking working.
Which I know, and it just tickles me. But then these are the texts that they send when they get out of work. Look at where he put it. He put this bag of half-eaten chicken over by the toilet paper. Somebody's going to see that and go, you know what? You know what? You probably just fed an employee because they can't sell that now.
No, that's empty. There's nothing bones. To eat on it.
Oh, it's just bones? You ate the whole bag?
Yeah, well, it's just two drumsticks, and yeah, I suck it all the way down to the bone, baby.
Touchdown! Give it to himself! Okay.
Touchdown!
My God. That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
It was really good. I can't wait to do it again.
All right, let's go. Let's do this thing. I went out and got hammered on Saturday night. This was the only Saturday that I have until November to go out and do something. I had nothing, no gigs on Saturday. And I'm not saying that to be like, you know, look at me, I book up. It's just, this is the truth of the matter. I don't get to see my friends a lot because nobody ever wants to hang out on a Tuesday. And angrily enough, they all love to act like, oh yeah, well, don't call Luch. He can never do anything on a Saturday. And it's like, well, dude, I could say the same thing. You guys want to go play some cards at noon on a Tuesday? Guess what? I can. You can't. Like, don't give me some shit because I can't hang out on Saturday, the only day I go to work. Like, come on.
Who gives a shit? You work 2 days a week. You make six figures. If they don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, my friends don't respect me. So anyway, with that being said.
So wait, what did you drink? What were you drinking?
No, they respect you. They never get to see you.
No, they respect me. They want to see me. And they take it personally, the fact that I can't, because I have a job that works on opposite moments of their lives. And it bothers
the shit
out of me.
What does that have to do with respect?
I do, too.
Because I was a shitty friend and probably still am. I'm not the best friend. I'm not good at it. I don't do well at that.
Dude, what do you mean you're how are you saying you're a shitty friend?
I am not the best. Before I started working on weekends, okay, we can go here if you want. This is like my biggest, like, I should probably be in therapy over this. I think that my friends really don't respect me because I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about my childhood group of friends. I don't think they do because I was kind of a shithead. And this is why, Brax, I get on.
Oh, this might be the only child syndrome.
Well, it could be. But Brax, this is why I get on you about things that I see from some people in your circle. Sometimes you even made a comment the other day about you were just going to burn a bridge. Fuck it. I'll never be back here. And I lost my shit on you.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mean it like that at the time, but like I can see where it came off like that.
I'm very sensitive to this because I think I was a really shitty friend growing up in my early 20s. Because in college, you're so used to, let's do this, everybody, let's have fun night. Let's get together for The Bachelor. Like, we'll watch TV together, get hammered, and like, let's all like blow each other. Like, it doesn't work that way.
What the fuck college experience did you have?
Yeah, we used to do that with South Park. I mean, we didn't jerk each other off.
No. But,
circle jerk.
I'm just saying, because Brax used to have all these watch parties with all these girls for Bachelor, and sure, it turned into a ridiculous orgy at the end of it. So anyway, moving on.
No, that's how it works. That's what the bachelor parties are for.
Right. Is that the allure of the Bachelor? Because I can't figure it out for the life of me. They're on season 35.
Touchdown! Right.
Oh, that's good. But that doesn't happen anymore, folks.
Gotta
that
love
doesn't
meat
happen.
Market shows.
Belly, when you get older, a little 26, 27, 28, people start pairing off, having families, having their first kid. I was a massive pothead. All I wanted to do was smoke weed, play video games, and hang out. And if you wanted to come over and enjoy that with me, then great.
Just can't bring your kids.
But then, like, people start... No, it wasn't even that. Like, I am not big on the bar scene, the club scene. Going out in general, I don't like it. So it's kind of weird that for my living now, I run parties at bars and clubs. It's weird.
Yeah, that is.
But the reason I like it is because I am the guy in that story that pissed you guys off so much. I'm the guy that says I'm not really having fun in a setting like this unless I'm helping or I have something to do. Remember the guy who was wearing me out?
Oh, yeah.
It's true. I would prefer to be the DJ at the party because then when I get into a situation where I have an awkward conversation with somebody and we say, hey, oh my God, I haven't seen you for so long. What are you up to? Where are you living? Okay, now I'm out of questions. I'm going to go back to the DJ booth now.
Yeah, I hate that awkward exchange. It's the worst.
Oh, cool. What's your job? Right. And then if they're at the same job.
That's why I hate online dating.
But how do you ask this question? Belly, when you're like, you ever done this? You haven't seen somebody in 10 years and you're like, oh, cool. So what are you up to these days? And they say the same job that you knew they were in. You say something like, oh, cool. You're still doing that. That's such a condescending way to say that.
You don't say that you're still doing that.
I've done that before and people don't like it.
No, it's condescending.
Oh, cool. You're still doing that 10 years later.
Cool. Great job.
Paper or plastic? Wow.
Are you in management at all? Have you moved up?
No.
No? You're still doing the same? Oh, nope.
Strike three.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah. So I prefer to have somewhere to go. I like being like, you know, the card dealer or like the DJ or anything like that. But in college, out of college, in my prime, basically, I chose to be very live a life of solitude. I was going to hang out in the basement and I was going to do my thing. I was either going to be recording music or playing video games or working on this stuff or whatever it was. When my friends were like, hey, come hang out, my answer usually was either, nah, I'm good. I'm going to hang out and stay in tonight. Or, okay, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then an hour beforehand, I'd be like, you know what, guys, I'm just not feeling it. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to lose a lot of friends, that's how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just bail.
Flakiness is the worst possible thing that you can possibly have in your life. If you are a flaky person, no one can count on you.
Yes, very true.
It's true. And I feel like that's what my friends think of me now. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just Lucio.
Yep.
He doesn't have time for us. I think that's how they feel. And in my head, it's like, oh, they know they're my only friends, right? Other than these three that I love, they're like my best friends that I get to hang out with, right? Like the only friends I have are like the people that I went to high school with and then maybe some people I went to work with.
Well, you created this monster because I'm sure in the beginning they were invited you to everything. And now they probably think, you know, he's working that day. We're not going to even worry about inviting
him.
And it's not a sense of, and I bet you get upset at the fact you weren't even that. Hey, I want the opportunity to say no.
Give me the opportunity. Brax, what's up?
Well, I think a lot of that comes with owning your own business and doing your own thing, you know, because people are often like uncomfortable by that. They see you so strong-willed about like your career and what you're trying to do, and they're automatically taken back by that.
I think that on top of what I just said is the perfect storm of, yeah, we're just going to let him do his thing. Potts, am I wrong? Do you ever worry about this?
Dude, if I make plans, I have a plan to have a lunch with a friend on Friday, I will stress about it all week. And I mean, with this guy, I had a lunch with him a couple months ago, and I actually went and it was, I went to his restaurant, had an awesome free lunch, and it was a guy, he's got a kid and a wife. So it was like, we have a lot to talk about. And once I get there, it's fine. But my, what I hate is what you just said, where it's like, oh, hey, what you doing? How you been? Blah. Like, I cannot make small talk. If it's someone that I like and I enjoy their time, or like we have good stories, or I can like get information from, like, this guy's a restaurant owner, we have a lot in common. So that's fine. But like, dude, I do procrastinate. And a lot of times I will find a reason to not go at the last minute. But I mean, I just whatever. I don't care.
Bella, your ball's deep in something right now. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just reading through some news stories.
Okay, good. Like very that, good.
Making sure we're not missing anything.
I appreciate it. No, that's your job. He's doing great over there.
I'm seeing if we can add to it. There was something going on at the World Cup during a live broadcast.
So we'll go through that later. But no, I think Potts makes a really good point. And I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Here's an example of why, you know, that anxiety really is bringing you down, to be honest with you. I had Belly, we said the same thing. Sometimes you get so happy when a date cancels on you because you just get to stay home and Netflix and chill. It's like,
oh,
that's,
dude, yeah, like, yeah.
That's like the tits, right?
That was a big one when I was online dating. When a girl would cancel, it was like, you know, like.
Exactly. I was going to call for it. Yeah, you read my mind.
Netflix and chill with myself. All right.
So, Belly, this couple, they were so sweet. Such a nice couple. And I married them, right? I did the DJing. And at the end of the night, I said, and I say this all the time and I mean it, but usually couples don't take it seriously. They say, hey, hit me up in a year for anniversary beers, or if you ever want to just go out and like celebrate, I'm down. And they're like, oh, that's really awesome. But this bride, can you go to my camera? This is how she said it. She was like, Belly, ask me, you be me, I'll be her. Just say, hey, like, hit me up if you ever want to get a beer.
Hey, so this was a great event. Thank you so much for doing that. Could you please, if you ever want to, you know, have an anniversary beer, like celebrate the day, or just go out and if you're ever looking, hang out, just let me know.
I feel like you really mean that. That's exactly what she did. And it like jarred me. I was like, well, yeah, I mean it. Yeah. But then I realized it's not that I half mean it, but it's something that you say. And if they take you up on it, then awesome. I'm down. Boy, oh boy, did she take me up on it.
No.
If you move to LA, Luch, it's going to be fucking hilarious, because this is like, it is the land of the flakes, where people always say, hey, we should hang out. Yeah. Hey, give me a call. It never happens.
It never
You're
going to
be calling so many people and they're going to literally be like, who is this?
Yeah.
You're going to be like,
so wait, let me get this straight.
Remember when you told me to call you?
Remember me from a year ago? It's DJ Lucio. They're going to be like, dude, we got divorced 2 months later.
How often has this bride called you to hang out?
No. Okay, so here's what happened. So what happened was she reached out like a month later. She's like, hey, I remember you saying you wanted to get a beer. We would love to do that. Can you? We live out in like basically 45 minutes away from you and in any kind of rush hour, an hour and a half away from you. Can you meet out by us? And in my head, I'm like, motherfucker. I mean, like, man, this is really sweet. They just want to hang out. But like, can you come to me maybe? Like, damn, I got to go all the way out there. Like, okay, let's try to find something in the middle maybe. Okay.
And you have to go because she made that comment. Yep. If she didn't make that comment a year ago, you could totally make something up.
The
but
fact
you have
that she was like, I feel like you're being real about this. She was almost like, right. Are you being serious? And I was like, damn. And then she calls me two months later almost to see, you know what I mean? But no, she was just so genuinely just wanted to hang out with her and her husband and me. And so,
wait, is it 2 months or a year?
No. I always say anniversary beers or whatever, but they hit me up like with a month or two after the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was all very right. Quick afterwards.
From the social media lounge, I'm terrible at small talk and avoid it any time I can.
We all do, yeah. Right? And boy, is the phone the best
my
invention.
My job is small talk. Like, literally, my job is small talk.
How good is your phone? For
man, the weather out there today.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the weather.
I hear it's going to thunderstorm this afternoon. That sucks. Oh, so how are you spending your weekend here in Washington, D.C.? Are you going to check out the monuments? Oh, my favorite museum is the Newseum. Oh, where are you trying to have for dinner tonight?
I didn't know what he was going to peter out.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Pots.
I know
go
the
ahead.
Doorman at Skybar, the Monument Hotel. And it's so funny. We just had this. He's also a doorman at Academy where I work. And we were talking. And he's like, dude, and he's like a work friend. He cracks me up, but I only see him on Friday and Saturday night. And we were talking and he's like, dude, don't you like hate small talk? And I was like, yeah, he goes, I had a situation literally at the door yesterday at the Sky Bar. And this guy wanted to, it was a busser that I only see once a week. And he comes out, he's like, hey man, how's it going? And he was like, oh fuck, here we go. He's like, crazy weather we're having, huh? And the guy goes, dude, I know the weather. It's like so weather today. And that's what he said. He just goes,
so,
like,
weather.
So weather.
Pots.
And so whenever I see this guy, I go, hey, man, it's so weather out right now. He goes, so weather. So, yeah, I mean, yes. That's when you just stop giving any kind
inside
of
jokes.
Man.
Pots, is that on Overheard LA yet?
No, but you know what? I will send that to them immediately. I just heard LA yesterday. That's so crazy you say that.
The weather outside is weather. All right, let's do this. When we get back, folks, I will finish this. Maybe we'll save the request at the bar for Friday because I want to finish where we are here.
Yeah.
And we've also got to give away the $100. Stay right there. We're going to do a very, very, very quick break, and we'll be back next.